Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you on behalf of Set Free Outreach Ministries. We wish you a great God bless you this morning. We pray that the Lord has blessed all week long, and we thank God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Beloved, we do thank the Lord for prayer on today. Truly, God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. We're going to spend the next few moments in prayer. Before we go to prayer, we want to share just a little bit about prayer, the purpose of prayer. Beloved, you know that we are living in an hour where we must pray. We must seek the face of God continually. And we are seeing God move in such a marvelous way through prayer. So we want to encourage you to pray, to intercede. Those of you that have been called to intercede on behalf of others, praise the Lord, because that's what an intercessor is. An intercessor simply stands in the gap, makes up a hedge on behalf of others, praise God. And God often calls us, amen, to pray for others, praise the Lord, to put our needs aside and put our wants aside and our desires aside so that we may intercede on behalf of what is on God's heart, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this time of prayer and intercession. We thank you, Father, for your anointing. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that as we go forth this morning, that you would lead and that you would guide us by your Spirit. Lead us in prayer. Holy Spirit, we give this time over to you, and we thank you for your leading, Father. We thank you that, God, you are God all by yourself. Now you have your way. Take total control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you know we do have a purpose in prayer. Praise the Lord. And it is, as Christians, it is our responsibility to pray. Every one of us have a responsibility to pray. You do not have to be a minister with a title to pray. Praise the Lord. If you are born again, spirit-filled believer, amen, God requires it that you pray, that you spend time with him. Praise the Lord. This is how we get to know the Lord. And so Timothy, 1 Timothy 2, Paul, rather, in 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, he says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So, Father, as we have declared this scripture, we read this scripture today, we thank you, Father God, that you've given us to pray for all men. And, Father God, those that are in authority, our leaders, both naturally and spiritually, Father God, our pastors and ministers, apostles and prophets, evangelists and teachers, Father God, all over the world, those that are on the mission field, missionaries, we lift them up before you today. We ask, Father God, that you would touch and that you would bless, that you would keep your hand on your people. Father God, that your word would continue to go forth. We thank you for touching our president. We thank you, Father, for touching all those that are in authority, those that are in leadership positions, those that are in government, Father, both nationally, regionally, statewide, citywide, countywide. Father, you know and you see all the many different decisions that need to be made on behalf of our government, on behalf of our military forces. We're asking you, Father, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that, Father, we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life. The Word declares in Ephesians 6:18 that we are to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So, Father God, as we intercede today, as we pray, Father God, we ask that the Holy Ghost would give us how to pray for one another. Give us how to intercede for those that are in need, those that are in crisis. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you continually watch over your word to perform it. Father God, we thank you that according to Matthew 26:41, you declare that we're to watch and pray, that we enter not into temptation, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So, Father, help us not only to pray, but help us to watch, help us to stay on our guard. Help us, Father God, to be alert in the spirit. Father, we thank you now as we war on behalf of the many needs that, Father God, you have put on our heart. We thank you for that we take up the responsibility. And, Father God, we will pray. So we come now in the name of the resurrected Jesus, our resurrected Lord, whose we are and whom we serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, we decree that no weapon, whether it be emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational, will formed against us would prosper. Father God, because we put on the armor of light, truth that covers our loins, the breastplate of righteousness that covers our heart, the gospel of peace that covers our feet, the shield of faith that covers our body, the helmet of salvation, God, that covers our head. Lord God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So, Father, we decree and we declare that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So, Father God, we cast down every vain imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. Lord God, we thank you that your anointing destroys every yoke in our lives. Father God, we overrule every diabolical sanction, every subverting activity, injunction, directive, mandate, and order that opposes the will of God in our lives. God, we decree and we declare that by you we run through troops and we leap over walls. Father, we thank you that you are our God and you gird us with strength and you make our way perfect. Lord, you make our feet like hind feet that gives us stability so that we are able to firmly stand and progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. We thank you, Father God, that you give us a way of escape in times of testing, in times of trial, in times of persecution. You always open the door and you give us a way of escape. We thank you for that, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight. You're granting us supernatural strength and ability. So, Lord, we ask you that the life of Jesus would permeate us. And, Father God, that you would lift every false burden, remove feelings of heaviness and oppression and depression. We decree and we declare, Lord, that a prayer shield, the anointing, the firewalls, smoke screens, and a bloodline, God, that it would form hedges of protection around us and hide us from the scourge of the enemy, hide us from familiar spirits and any and all demonic personalities, making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively track or trace us in the realm of the spirit. Father God, we ask that you would expose satanic representatives and grant unto us divine strategies, O God, and tactics that would identify, resist, and overcome plots and plans established for our demise. Now, Father, we thank you that you've given us a great work to accomplish. We war for the releasing of finances and all resources that belong to us. Everything, God, that's prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, it is coming to us now. We thank you for that. We thank you for the releasing, Father. We thank you, God, that you're giving us power and authority to even get wealth. We thank you, Father God, that you're making us lenders and we're not borrowers. We're givers, Father God. We give, Father God. And we thank you, God, that the more we give, the more you'll give back. Father God, that we will be able to give even the more. We thank you, Father God, that you're making our eyes keen in the spirit and our ears sharp to hear you, sensitive in the spirit, Father God, so that we will know how to move and maneuver in the Holy Ghost. Father God, that every plan that you have for us, God, that it would be fulfilled, that our destiny, God, we will walk out our destiny in you. We thank you for that. We give you praise, Father God. And Lord God, we thank you that everything that's prepared for us before the foundation of the world and that pertains to our lives, it is coming to us. We shall not and we will not be denied, God, and we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you that you're going before us and you're making the crooked places straight. Now, Lord, you have your way. Continue to have your way, Father, in our lives. Lord, you be Lord, Father God. We thank you, God, and we praise you for every one that's listening. We thank you for those that have needs, God, on their heart, those that may be listening even now to this prayer, Father God. Lord, if you would allow them to call in, Father, that you would give them, Father God, the answers that they need, that you would minister, Father God, that you, Lord, would have your way. Father God, that you would begin to give insight to your pastors, give wisdom how to lead and shepherd your people, those, Father God, that are new as pastors and may not have been pastoring long, but God, they know that you're with them and they feel your anointing and you're proving yourself. We ask, God, this morning that you would strengthen them, that you would encourage them, that you would lift them up. Father God, that you'll make their feet like hind feet and cause them, Father, oh God, to take the territory and the land that you've promised, that you've given. That God, as the visions go forth, that you have put in the hearts of your men and women of God. That Father God, that you give them everything that they need to fulfill the vision. Father God, there's much work in the body that needs to be done. And God, we thank you, God. We come against the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of competition, Father God. And we ask that you pull these spirits down, that, Father God, we in the body would not fight against one another, but that we will fight with and on behalf of one another against the enemy, recognizing that we are not each other's enemies, but the devil, Satan, and his demons, and all the hordes of hell, that's our enemy. Give us how to fight properly. Give us how to stand with one another. Father God, ministers in the gospel, pastors and leaders, Father God, where there's been division and where men and women of God has been so with much tunnel vision that don't want to link arms with other ministers because of fear of members moving and shifting. And all of these different things that's been going on in the body, Father, I pray that you by your Spirit would begin to alert us and give us how to overcome these obstacles and how to recognize the plans and the schemes and the tricks of the enemy and abort his plan. Father, we thank you, God, that you're giving us insight to know how to pray for our leaders. Father, we lift up our leaders. I lift up my leaders today. I lift up, Father God, Overseer Walton, Dr. Walton, and Apostle Walton, and Apostle Curlin. I lift them up. I lift up Apostle Powell and Dr. Powell. I lift these men and women of God up before you, Father, and I ask that you give them wisdom. I ask, Father, that you, by your Spirit, would continue to move in their lives. Father God, we thank you for God-led men and women of God. We thank you, Father, that they're led by your Spirit, that they're sensitive to you, Father God, that you are watching over your word concerning them. And Father God, you continue to give them how to lead. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the local pastors in our area. We thank you, God, that you're touching them and you're stirring up prayer in them, Father God, and let them know, Father God, that revival must go forth and take place, but revival must begin in our own hearts first. So, God, we thank you that, God, that you are working your world, your will in our lives. We thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, that you're touching those today that are bereaved. Father God, those that are hurting, we ask, Father, that you would minister, that you, God, by your Spirit, would minister into their lives, touch the Schambach family today. Father God, as a great general went home this week to be with you, that his reward, now he has his reward. Father God, that he's gone from labor to reward. He's entered into the rest of God, into the peace, the journey that he took, Father God, all the years that he was here, and all the impact that he made on many, many men and women's lives. Father God, that ministry will continue on, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the legacy that he has left. And Father God, we ask that you give strength to his family, that you give strength to those that are working in the ministry. Father God, that you would touch his wife, his daughter, and all the family, Father, as they prepare to eulogize him. God, you give them strength. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for what you are doing. And Father God, as we now have taken up the batons, those of us that are still here, Father God, help us to complete the vision, complete the mission, complete the destiny that you have for us. We thank you for that. We thank you for the peace of Jesus that passes all understanding, that it will continue to keep our hearts and our minds in you. Help us, God, to continually stay in your word, to stay before you, Father God, seeking you, Father God, seeking you first, because, God, your word declares that if we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, then all these other things will be added unto you. So, God, we thank you now. We thank you, God, that this is a year of government. This is a year that you're establishing the body of Christ, that we will walk in divine government. We will walk under the authority, God, that you have declared, that you have ordained. Father God, help us to tap in to all that you're saying in this hour. Help us, Father God, to be the church that you want us to be, not out for filthy lucre, not out for what we want, not out for flesh, but help us to walk in the spirit that we may not mind the flesh, Father God, but that we will complete everything that you're wanting us to complete in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you take total control of our lives. You lead us and you guide us. We thank you, Father God. I thank you for Set Free Outreach Ministries. I thank you, God, that this work is a work, Father God, where men, women, boys, and girls will come to know Jesus Christ, will find deliverance and freedom in you. Because, Jesus, you came to set the captive free. You came, God, that we may have life, and that more abundantly. So we thank you for this work. We thank you for Women of Power Ministries. We thank you, Father, that you're giving us how to equip women of God to embrace the call of God on their lives. And, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the upcoming conference. We thank you, Father God, that even now you're ministering to those that you've called to come and share, to minister the word of God. We lift up the speakers. We lift up the workshop speakers. We lift up those, God, you are placing on their heart to come to be a part. We ask for your anointing. We ask, Father God, that you go before us, make our way perfect, make our way complete. We pray for the task force. I pray for the members of the task force that you've given us to pray, Father God, to be a catalyst to pray, oh God, even over the nation, over the issues that are going on, the issues that are pressing issues in our world. We pray, Father God, that you continue to touch every one of them. Father, that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them. Father, that you would keep your hand on their lives. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, that as we join forces, Father, minding the same thing on one accord, that God, then your will and your perfect will can be done. Father, your word declares that if your people would pray, humble themselves, seek your face, and turn from their wicked ways, then, God, we would hear from heaven. You would heal the land. And, Father, our land needs to be healed. Father God, there's much healing that needs to take place. There's much restoration, reconciliation that needs to take place. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, God, for the things that we have done wrong. Father God, not pleasing you, not serving you the way we should. Forgive us, God, for not loving one another as we should. Help us, Father God, to walk in the love of God. Help us, Father God, to keep our eyes on you. Father God, help us to be the body of Christ that you want us to be. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you're touching the children. You're touching those in school. That you're keeping your hand of protection around our children. Father God, bind the spirits that are lurking that would want to enter our children. Oh God, spirits of homosexuality, spirits of lesbianism, spirits of perversion, spirits of uncleanness, spirits of rebellion and disobedience. We come against every demonic spirit, demonic force that would come against our children, come against their minds, spirits of suicide. Oh God, we come against that in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would touch our children. Give them a purpose. Give them a reason to live. And we know that reason is Jesus. Oh Father God, open up their eyes of understanding. God, give them a heart to serve you, to want you, Father. And God, we thank you for that. We thank you that our children are taught of the Lord, and great will be their peace and undisturbed composure. We thank you, Father God, that as we proclaim your word, we will proclaim it in love. But, Father God, we will cry aloud. We will spare not. We will show, O God, the people their transgressions and sins, that they may be one to Jesus Christ. Because your word is quick, your word is powerful, your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And Father, we thank you that it goes down and it pierces into the marrow of the bone. Oh God, it's a discerner of the intents and purposes of the heart. So God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, that you have made the body of Christ the head and not the tail. We thank you, Father, that we are above and we're not beneath. Father, we thank you for every open door that you've given, God. And God, we will be lenders and we will not be borrowers, Father God. God, you have made us rich in the word and rich in the things of God. Plenteous are goods and materials and things that we need to accomplish all that you've given us to accomplish. We thank you, God, for those that you have given business minds to, people that are business-minded, administration. Oh, God, we thank you for those. We thank you for those, God, prayer warriors and laborers in the gospel of Christ. We thank you, Father God, that every facet of the ministry will be supplied plenteously, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the wealth of the wicked. Oh, God, because you're turning it over to the wealth, to the righteous. And we thank you, God, for that. We thank you, Father, that the silver is yours, the gold is yours, all, oh, God, is yours. And, Father God, you give us how to get the good of the land and reap the harvest. Give us how to reap the souls, Father God, to pull in the souls for Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for your tender mercy, your loving kindness. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Father God, that as we walk according to your word and your will, that, God, you will remove diseases, that diseases will be far from us, God, and that we will walk in wholeness and health, that our eyesight will remain 20/20, our ears will remain sharp. Father God, we will not lose any of our faculties, our memory, Father God. Our limbs will be healthy, our bones will be healthy, Father God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, we will walk in divine health. We thank you for that. We thank you that you're giving us how to take care of these bodies, Father God, that we will walk spirit, soul, and body. But Father God, you give us what not to eat, how not to do. Father God, to preserve the health that you have given us. And then you give us how to eat according to your word, Father. Help us to adhere to your plans. Help us to be sensitive to you. Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you for those, God, that you're burdening to come to you. Those that don't know you, the lost souls, those that are backslidden in heart, those that have become cold towards you and callous, Father God, due to tragedy or due to hurt or whatever the situation, Father. But we thank you that, God, you are drawing them. Holy Ghost, you go to them. You stand beside them. Begin to woo them back to the foot of the cross. God, we're praying for a great harvest of souls. We pray for those that are bound by drugs, those, Father God, that are bound by alcohol, those, Father, that are bound by sin, bound by perversion, bound by demonic spirits that have them locked and chained. We pray, God, that you would begin to do the work that needs to be done. Those that are bound in their mind, mentally, Father God, we ask that you would touch, that you would heal. Those that are bound emotionally, that you would begin to touch and that you would heal. Father, lay your hand on your people in a fresh way. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you that you're God all by yourself. Father God, minister even on tomorrow, the many churches that will have services. Father, we pray that God, the power of the Holy Ghost, would spread, would begin to be like wildfire from New York City, coming on down the East Coast, down into the Northeast, down into the all into the East, down into the South, down into the Southwest, and all the way over to the West Coast, that it would be a trail of fire. Holy Ghost, that you begin to permeate, that you begin to take over, that you, God, will have your way. Father God, you stand up and you be big and you be tall in your men servants, your women servants. Father God, those that are ministering via internet radio, internet television, Father God, anoint. Father God, let your anointing go forth. Don't let us abuse the things that you've given us and the tools, Father, that you've given us, Father God, to be able to minister effectively to the people. And Father God, help us to do it without a motive, without a false motive, without the motive of filthy lucre and just wanting to heap up for ourselves. Father God, but you cleanse. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you're watching over your word to perform it. Father, we love you today. Now minister to that one, Father God, that's in great need right now, the one that's troubled right now. Father God, that one that's even contemplated suicide, we bind the very spirit of suicide, and we loose peace right now. We loose your joy. We loose the refreshing of the Holy Ghost to go forth and minister and do the work that only God, you can do. We thank you now. Father, we love you today. We thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you, Father God, that you've allowed us one more time, oh God, to come before your people. We do not take it lightly. Now you continue to have your way. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing, all that you will continue to do. Be Lord in our lives. We thank you now. We thank you, Father. We give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We want you to be blessed, beloved. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares. I encourage you to make prayer a priority. Keep prayer before you. Continue to pray. Continue to seek the face of God. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares about you. Keep him first and allow the Holy Ghost to do in you what only he can do. Keep your lives clean before the Lord. Have clean hands and a pure heart. Ministers, if you know that there are areas that God is dealing with you on, to get right with the Lord, get right. Don't be one way in front of people and another way behind closed doors, because God is watching. God's eyes are going to and fro, looking in the earth to show himself strong on behalf of his people. Know that God loves you, beloved. Know that he cares. Until our next broadcast, we pray the blessing of the Lord would be upon you. Have a blessed day in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministries@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you. And he cares. For your hand to guide us, a place where you